Mind the Gap by Helen Quinn. He was always bobblehead to me. It was the stripy hat with its pom-pom bobble that brought about the name. Besides, there was something so friendly about his warm, round face that greeted me each morning as I sidestepped the fresh layer of dog shit that also greeted me each morning. I remember my first morning, rushing to the train for my new job after 18 months of unemployment, stepping right into that softly whipped brown pile. As I was shrieking and scraping my shoes against the grass verge, he walked past me full of sympathy and smiles. It soon became my little joke. He'd wave and say, "Did you get caught?" And I'd smile and say, "Not this time." It never extended beyond that, but his friendly demeanour reassured me as I scurried along the canal path between home and train Monday to Friday. Fixtures and rituals make us feel safe, and he became my daily ritual. Him and the sidestepping of the enormous turd. I sometimes wondered about the owner of the dog. Did he or she train it to defecate in the centre of that gap? But then I'd see Bobblehead and his cheery smile and my annoyance would evaporate. Returning home when it was dark was the biggest worry. What with no street lights, no proper footpath and the trees looming along the road, ready to grab me in my mind's eye. But when I was returning home last night, well, I never expected. I was rushing, worrying about the trees. When I approached the slab wall that guarded the gap, I heard it, a low grunting noise. Was someone being attacked? My heart beat faster as I slowed down, trying to stare through the 7 feet concrete wall. I could see a moon shadow stretching out from the gap. I wanted to run away, but where to? That was my only way home. And then I saw it drop from an extended bare arse, landing perfectly in the centre of the gap. Then came the low chuckle as the arse disappeared into a pair of jeans and the figure turned around, stopped in mid-pose, the pom-pom bobble swaying in the breeze.